我哋接住落嚟系会读经，我哋今日嘅经文嚟自以弗所书第六章一至四节，同埋申命记嘅第六章二十四到二十五节。我哋先用广东话，然后英文一齐读出。
Today's scripture reading comes from Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 through 4 and Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 24 to 25. We will read all together first in Chinese, then in English.
以弗所书第六章第一节，我一起读。你们作儿女的，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，也是第一条大应许的诫命。你们作父亲的，要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。生命记第六章廿四节，耶和华又吩咐我们遵行这一切律例，要敬畏耶和华我们的神，蒙他保存我们的生命，像今日一样。我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命遵守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
Right, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Verse 24. The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God, so that we might always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today. And if we are careful to obey all this law before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us, that will be our righteousness.
我们今天有郑振全弟兄为神传讲他的信息，他的题目是带领孩子敬畏神。
Brother Jin Chung will bring today's message entitled Bringing Up Children in the Fear of the Lord.
Could you join me in a prayer?
我一起低头祈祷。
Lord, you have sent your only begotten Son for our sins, and you have, for your glory, crucified your Son, and by the power of the Holy Spirit resurrected him into glorious victory over death. As we revere and fear you, allow us to submit and allow us to honor and allow us to love one another out of reverence for Christ. Allow us to see Christ, whom you have crucified for this sinful soul, so that when we receive your word today, our entire body, inner being as well as our outer being, our heart, mind, and body would focus on you and behold the beauty of the redemption you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to Grace Church. Could we greet one another by saying welcome back to Grace Church, to your left, to your right, and then front and back?
可唔可以同大家彼此打下招呼呢？
Please do speak to someone that you have not greeted.
可唔可以同你周围左右嘅人打下招呼呢？
And welcome everyone who's joining us in person as well as online. My name is Jin. I'm a pastoral intern here at Grace Church.
咁欢迎你，无论你喺网上边或者系喺 我哋嘅前面一齐敬拜主，我系感谢你，我系郑振源。
It's getting colder every day, so my wife and my kids are staying home as they were experiencing some symptoms of mild cold.
咁我太太同我两个女咧都有少伤风，咁所以咧佢哋喺屋企。
So please do be careful as the season changes, and please do be careful and not to get sick.
咁都大家小心，唔好生病。
Last week we saw that from Ephesians chapter 6 to 6 verses 1 to 3 that children were to obey their parents in the Lord.
上个星期我讲到话这个嘅儿女应该喺主里边听从父母。
And we saw that there was a limitedness of this obedience because we are to obey in the Lord.
这个的遵从父母都有一个都有一个 limit， 个 limit 就话要喺主里边。
And we were to also honor our father and mother.
我亦都话我哋要去尊敬父母。
And all of this were to be done out of reverence for Christ.
亦都系因为为咗尊重基督，所以我哋去尊重我哋嘅父母。
And now all of a sudden in verse 4, Paul's attention is fixed on parents.
咁喺第四节开始，佢就将呢个嘅语气转去呢个父母。
If Paul was addressing children last week in verses 1 through 3, in verse 4 today he's addressing to the fathers specifically.
咁喺呢度，佢特別係對父親去説話。
He says in verse 4, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger." And this is the ESV version, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
佢話：你們作父親的，不要惹兒女的氣，只要照著主的教訓和警戒養育他們。
As we have seen in Ephesians 5 verses 1 to 2.It is because Christ loved and gave himself up for us, being a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God, we ought to submit and love one another.
正如在以弗所书第五章第一、第二节，他讲到耶稣基督爱我们，为我们舍己作馨香的供物，所以我们都去学校这个的榜样。
We can be encouraged by knowing that our love is based on what Christ has done, or Christ Himself.
因为睇到我哋嘅爱系基于耶稣基督为我哋所做嘅事。
But I want to ask this question, and maybe we can dive in together by thinking about it. How can parents bring their children up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord if they don't know?The discipline and instruction of the Lord for themselves.
我想问一个问题，就话啲父母如果佢都唔认识耶稣基督嘅教训同警戒嘅时候，佢点能够去养育佢嘅儿女去按住主嘅教训同埋警戒咧？
We're basically asking the same question as last week. How can children obey in the Lord if they are not taught?
如果同樣的問題，我上個星期講嘅就話，如果你啲細路哥你唔教佢去認識神嘅時候，佢點樣樣喺主裏邊去成長呢
？Parents can teach them，
父母可以教佢哋。
But if parents don't know how to bring children up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord, who can teach our parents？
咁邊個能夠去教我哋嘅父母去咁樣做呢
？Well, parenting is many things. I've come to realize that.
咁我睇到就話，其實佢做父母有好多嘅嘢。
It is very difficult.
係一件好難好難嘅事。
So I have huge respect for parents here this morning.
所以我對喺在座嘅父母，我覺得好尊敬。
And I can tell that it is the hardest stage of my life at the moment.
我覺得係我人生之中喺呢而家呢個階段係最難嘅一個階段。
But what is more?Feels like what is more difficult is that we are called to instruct and discipline our children while making sure they're not rebellious or they're not getting angry at us.
咁一方面我哋要去唔好惹佢哋嘅气，唔好令到佢哋去反叛；另一方面又要照住主嘅教训同埋警戒去养育佢哋，系一件好难嘅事。
In that sense, I believe parenting is.God's divine calling.
我覺得呢個做父母係神一個神聖嘅呼召。
To be a father, to be a mother, both are lifelong divine mission from God.
係一個神俾父母一生好似做呢個宣教嘅工作， 去向儿女，去教导他们的儿女。
But interestingly, for today's passage, Paul is specifically focusing on fathers.
咁喺今日呢段经文里边，保罗好集中系对父亲去说话。
Not mothers.
唔系对妈妈讲。
On the topic of teaching and bringing our children up.
讲到话教训同警戒嘅时候，系特别去对父亲讲嘅。
Some biblical scholars do argue that fathers here refers to parents in general by referencing Hebrew 11:23.
咁有啲嘅神学家就根据希伯来书就话啊，呢度唔系净系同父亲讲，系同父母讲嘅。
But Paul in his letter here specifically uses the word pater, which specifically refers to fathers in verse 4. However, in verse 1, he uses the word gonaios, which specifically refers to a parent or parents.
咁喺第六章嘅第四节，佢好讲明你们作父亲的。但另一方面喺第一节嘅时候，佢话作儿女嘅要喺主里边去听从父母。吓喺呢个原文系两个唔同嘅字。
If he wanted to specifically refer to parents in general, he could have used the word gonaios just as he has used in verse 1. But however, in verse 4, he uses the word pater, which is father.
咁喺第四节，佢系专登用呢个父亲呢个字。
So here, the fathers does not mean parents in general, but it means fathers.
咁所以好清楚，第四节系同父亲讲嘅。
And contextually speaking, at the time of Greco-Roman and Jewish culture and society, it was fathers who were responsible for the education of the children.
咁喺当时罗马嘅社会，系呢个父亲系有呢个责任去负责呢一切。
But this does not mean that mothers are not omitted from learning what Paul is saying here.
咁唔係話啊個媽媽咩都唔需要知，咩都唔使學。
And what is more interesting is that the word father, pater, means more than what we think in the Bible.
咁但其實父親呢個字嘅原文唔係淨係指父親。
For example, if you look at the larger catechisms, question number 124, it answers the question, who are meant by father and mother in the fifth commandment, which is to honor your parent, mother and father.
咁喺呢个嘅大信约问答第124条里边，嗰度亦都系提到父母呢一样嘢。
And interestingly, larger catechism, the divines of the Westminster has concluded that looking at the entire Bible, the word father and mother does not only mean their natural parents.
咁父母其实喺圣经里边唔系净系讲佢嘅生身嘅父母
，but everyone superior in age.
亦话有啲系比你年长嘅人。
As we see in 1 Timothy 5:1-2, that the elders are treated as or referred to as father.
在这个提摩太前书里面，长老他亦都是叫为这个嘅父亲。
And father is everyone who is superior in gifts, according to Genesis 4:20-21.
咁喺呢个嘅创世记里边，亦都讲到话父亲亦都可以系尊称为嗰啲有好多嘅多才多艺嘅人。
Or even Joseph confesses in Genesis 45:8 that God made me a father to Pharaoh.
咁喺呢個嘅創世記裏邊，約瑟佢都話佢神將佢變成呢個法老嘅父親。
So father here means everyone who's superior or who have been given the authority in family, church, or even in employment under God's ordinance.
咁喺呢個嘅神所命定之下，有啲人係作呢個父親嘅職份。
So simply in the Bible, fathers and mothers are the ones that are beyond our natural parents, but any older men and women, any superior men and women with gifts and skills and craftsmen, any men and women who are over in a place of authority by God's ordinance in our family, church, or even our work.
咁即係話好多時候父母嚇喺呢個嘅聖經嚟講，唔單止一啲係你嘅生身嘅父母，或者一啲係俾你年長嘅人，或者係嗰啲神放喺呢個有權威嘅位置嘅人，或者甚至係一啲啊喺呢個才藝上邊有好多嘅人，我係尊重佢，亦都稱為父母。
And I think this is why Jesus taught us to treat younger women as your younger sister, older women as your mother, older brother as your brother and older man as your father.
咁所以你睇到喺聖經裏邊呢個弟兄姊妹同父母有呢個嘅關係喺度。
So at the end of the day, what are we to make out of this? And what we want to focus on is that there is a specific task that are given to a superior man.
咁究竟今日我哋講咗咁多啦，究竟裏邊有啲咩嘢我能夠學到啊，又可以應用嘅咧？
And then, Larger Catechism 125, the next question does answer that men are to teach, to express love, and to work with inferiors to a greater willingness and cheerfulness in performing what God has given them.
咁佢講到就話喺呢個嘅大信仰問答第125條就話去鼓勵啲人去一齊要去同工去學習。
If you're interested in this topic, you can continue to read. Larger Catechism 124, 25, 26, and so forth. But the biblical fatherhood is primarily called to provide teaching and instruction.
咁其實喺聖經裏邊，佢特別好強調呢一個做父親嘅，佢做一樣嘅責任，就話要照著主嘅教訓警戒去教育其他人。
But it's a special kind of teaching and instruction. It's not a teaching and instruction of his own experiences and knowledge he has gained, but it is a special kind of teaching because he is to teach discipline and instruction of the Lord.
佢即係話，當你去幫助去培育其他人嘅時候，唔係淨係將你自己嘅經驗或者將你自己所識嘅嘢去教人，而佢好清楚講到話，佢話要照著主嘅教訓同埋警戒去養育佢哋。
And in Deuteronomy 6 verses 6 to 7, rewards this biblical point like this. And these words which I command you today shall be in your hearts.Moses is speaking to parents. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
所以喺呢个嘅《生命记》嘅第六章第五六七节，佢咁讲，佢话你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教。训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
So, our church is called Covenant of Grace.
我有教会叫恩约堂。
And we're in the Covenant of Grace.
咁我哋喺呢个神嘅恩约嘅里边。
But that does not mean that we can abolish the law.
但唔代表话我将神嘅法律去将佢去cancel 咗佢。
Just as Jesus said, I have come to fulfill every one of them.
正如耶稣基督话：我嚟到要去成就所有嘅律法。
So God's calling to fathers and bringing their children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord means at least this: that to remember and love God's word in their own hearts, and then hand the holy word of God to the hearts of their children.
即系话，当呢度讲到话要照着主嘅教训警戒养育佢哋嘅时候，系叫父母将呢个神嘅法律放喺儿女嘅心上边。
Interestingly, the next part of this verse 4 says, "Do not provoke your children to anger."
咁但系喺之前嗰句，佢话不要惹儿女的气。
But you can think as if fathers, you're teaching the law of God.You're teaching them, you're bringing them up by the word of the Lord.
咁即係話，亦即係話做父母嘅時候，你係讓按住神嘅教訓、神嘅警戒去教育佢哋。
Yet when you're doing the right teaching, there is a possibility that your child may be angry or may grow resentment against you.
而當你咁樣去教導佢哋嘅時候，可能你嘅兒女唔喜歡你講嘅説話，唔中意去聽你講嘅嘢。
Even though you are putting the word of God that God has put in your heart, and you try your best to put the word of God into the hearts of your children, yet do not provoke your children to anger.
即话当你咁样去按住主嘅教训警戒去养育嘅时候，都唔好去惹儿女嘅气。
But I do want to mention parents that we are not perfect.
但我想话就话父母唔系完美嘅。
We are much closer to imperfection than perfection.
我哋可能我哋嘅唔完美多过我哋嘅完美。
Sometimes we try to make our children that we receive from God to imitate us, yet we're not imitating God.
但有一個問題就話，我係想我哋嘅兒女去學效我哋自己嘅榜樣，但我哋自己冇去學效神嘅榜樣。
That first love that we had when God has shown us His grace is far gone in our words and the manner in which we present the Word of God to our children.
而好多時候，可能當我將我哋自己喺我哋兒女嘅面前，我哋所做所行所講嘅，可能同我哋當日起初對神嘅愛心已經遠離咗好遠。
Paul knew this straight.
神好明白。
Paul knew it because in Romans we see that his heart wills the other, yet his body does the other.
他知道你的心可能想做一件事，但你的行为出来是做的另一件事。
If we fathers are truly bringing our children up out of reverence for Christ, then maybe we need to adjust our attitudes.
如果父母真的要去按住主的教训和警戒养育儿女的时候，可能做父亲的都要去自己去有改变。
Maybe if we are bringing our children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord out of reverence for Christ, out of love for Christ, we might need to use different words.
咁当我哋去要按住神嘅教训同警戒去养育我儿女嘅时候，我哋对儿女所讲嘅说话可能亦都有啲修改。
So that our children will not grow in their exasperation or resentment against us and against God.
咁當你咁做嘅時候，兒女唔會對你或者對你嘅對呢個教訓係產生呢個好討厭。
But if those of you who are still thinking, okay, maybe what are you saying? Can you be more direct in terms of what I can do, what I can do?
咁你可唔可以話俾我聽，究竟我可以做啲乜，唔可以做啲乜咧
？We can focus on larger catechisms, number 130.
咁我哋睇下大信仰問答嘅第130條。
The sins of superiors here, superiors mean not just the father, but including the mother, are besides the neglect of the duties required of them.
好多時候父母可能都去忘記咗佢哋應盡嘅責任。
Number one,
第一
inordinate seeking of themselves, their own glory, ease, profit, or pleasure.
咁好多時候，父母係咪亦都係掛住自己尋找自己嘅歡樂，或者係掛住自己嘅嘅好處係多過真係去教導兒女咧
？This is very sad，
係好可惜。
We are teaching the gift that we receive from God in a way that they can serve me.And they can serve my glory, my profit, and my pleasure, whether we know it or not.
咁好可惜嘅就话，好多时候我哋系照住主嘅教训同警戒去养育我哋嘅儿女，但系养育儿女嘅目的系为咗我个人嘅好处，为咗我个人可以喺人哋面前出名。
Second,
第二
commanding things unlawful or not in the power of inferiors to perform.
咁另一方面就話有啲嘢你去做唔到嘅時候，你俾一個點樣嘅批評出嚟咧
？We are not to teach, we're not to enforce on our children to do things that are outside or beyond the power of them to perform it.
我哋會唔會有時要去兒女做一啲嘢，其實係佢嘅能力以外佢哋做唔到，我哋要佢做嘅咧？
Number three,
第三
encouraging them in that which is evil,
或者亦都係容許佢哋喺唔好嘅嘢上邊沉迷落去咧。
Number four,
第四
discouraging them in that which is good.
但另一方面，佢做一啲好嘅嘢嘅時候，我哋叫佢唔好做咧。
And fourth,
第四
provoking them to wrath.
就是说惹儿女的气。
And simply put, when we raise our children, we can't raise them. It is a sin to raise them for our own sake.
即话你去养育儿女，唔系为咗你自己去养育儿女。
Discipline is not an excuse or tool for us to fume at our child.
呢个教训同警戒唔系用嚟去激嬲你嘅儿女。
That does not mean that we need not to discipline. Yes, we do need to discipline, but it is not an excuse for us to be angry at our child.
用呢个教训同警戒唔系因为当你唔开心、你发嬲嘅时候去做。
Far from it, I know that none of us are such as we have described. None of us are like that, but we shouldn't abuse God-given calling and authority over our children.
但另一方面就话，如果呢样嘢系神去呼召我哋教我哋儿女嘅时候，我哋都唔可以去 abuse 咗呢一样嘢嘅嘢。
When your child questions your authority,
当你嘅儿女去怀疑、去挑战你嘅权威嘅时候
，When your child decides to go against your commandment,
或者佢唔肯做你叫佢做嘅嘢嘅时候
，Please don't try to man up and say you better obey or else.
当你嘅儿女去想反叛你嘅时候，你会唔会同佢讲你敢唔听我话啦
？And then have a huge stick in your hand.
然后另一方面又揸住一啲好大嘅藤条咧。
I remember those days when my grandma had to spank me so hard.
我细个嘅时候，我阿嫲成日都揸住藤条打我。
If you know who I am when I was a child, you wouldn't like me.
如果你早30年前识我，你唔会中意我嘅。
Just one story is that we're eating all together with my grandparents and myself.
咁我哋同我阿爷嫲一齐去食饭。
And there was fish, the fried fish.
有个煎鱼。
And I said, I wanted to eat that fish so bad.
我好想食呢条鱼。
But my grandpa ate them all.
但我阿爺咧食曬。
And I said something that's very disrespectful.
我就講一樣好唔好聽嘅，對我爺講一樣好唔好聽嘅説話。
Even before I finished my sentence, my grandma got up and grabbed a huge stick.
我都未講完，我馬上揸住啲藤條。
And as soon as I saw that, I ran out.
我一見到我即刻走咗出去。
I ran upstairs and I did not come back down for like 30 minutes.
我喺我間房咧匿埋咗30分鐘。
It's a funny story, but this is not the way that we ought to teach our children.
但呢一个唔系教导我哋儿女嘅方法。
Instead, what we ought to do is we need to point our children to Christ, the loving Redeemer, and His grace.
咁另一但相反嚟讲，应该将帮我哋儿女指向呢个基督，指向基督嘅爱。
Even though they get on your nerves and they make you mad and emotionally unstable, we ought to remain calm and command our children to follow Jesus and teach what Jesus done for him or her.
咁就算喺我哋最嬲嘅时候，父母都要去保持呢个嘅镇定，去帮助佢哋。
We must remind our children that Jesus, the Son of God, lived a perfect, obedient life for him or her.
亦都要提醒佢，我哋嘅儿女耶稣为我哋过咗一个完全嘅生命。
Instead of picking up a stick, pick up the Bible.
与其去攞啲藤条，不如攞起本圣经。
And read over that Jesus, the Son of Man, suffered tremendous amount of pain of every kind, so that his or her and our wounds are healed.
去话俾佢听，神耶稣基督为我哋做啲所有嘅事，好使佢哋同我哋都能够得救。
And as soon as we point our children to Christ in the Word, we must get on our knees.
我亦都同样嘅，我哋要跪喺神嘅面前去教导佢哋。
We can pray together.
去一齐祈祷。
This doesn't mean that we are to press the law of God, the Bible, on your child's face and threaten him.With more selfish house rules.
亦但唔係話叫你揸住本聖經嚇，撳到喺你嘅仔女嘅面前，話俾佢聽，你唔聽話嚇，你要面對更加多嘅懲罰。
Fathers, you must bring your children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
所以做父親嘅，你要照著主嘅教訓同警戒去養育佢哋。
So then you may ask, can you just give me a concrete example of what I should do as a father?
咁你會問呢個問題啦。咁我做父親嘅，你可唔可以俾一個好切實嘅例子我點樣樣去做咧
？Larger Catechism's question number 129 specifically answers that question.
咁呢個大信仰問答嘅129問，佢答咗你。
You have the power from God.
佢話你喺從神嗰度有呢個嘅權力。
And with that power, you must love, pray, and bless your children.
佢話你要因為神俾你嘅權力，你要去愛，你要去為你嘅兒女去祈禱，亦都去為你嘅兒女去祝福。
And as you love them, pray for them, bless them, you must instruct them, and at times you must discipline them.
咁即係話，既然你去愛，你去為你嘅兒女祈禱，去祝福佢嘅時候，你亦都要去教育佢哋。
You must also reward.For their good deeds.
為到佢哋所做好嘅嘢，你去獎勵佢哋。
And you must protect and provide what they need for their soul and body.
亦都為到佢哋嘅靈魂，為到佢嘅身體去保護佢哋。
So that as they see you who are imitating God, who is holy, wise, they may glorify God.
好使佢哋當為神去做呢好事嘅時候，你去好使佢能夠去榮耀神。
They may honor themselves as well as you and preserve that authority which God has put on them.
去為到佢自己，為到你。
And Deuteronomy 6:24-25 says, Why should we do all this?
咁喺呢個嘅《生命記》嘅第六章24-25節，佢話我點解要咁樣做咧？
It's because it's the Lord's commandment.
是神的吩咐。
When we convey, when we transmit the Lord's teaching to our children, they ought to fear the Lord our God for their own good.
去好使佢哋亦都将来去敬畏佢哋嘅神。
And as we fear the Lord, it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to do all this commandment before the Lord our God as he has commanded us.
咁正如神去吩咐我哋，亦都好使我哋兒女去敬畏神，行喺佢路上邊。
And as we will see shortly, this righteousness cannot be found in our bringing up our children on our own.
我哋睇下呢一個嘅義，就係當我哋教育我哋兒女嘅時候，就令佢哋係咪真係佢哋可以自己做到嘅咧
？This fear of the Lord.Sometimes are nowhere to be found when we are rebuking our children.
好多時候，當我哋教育兒女嘅時候，我哋有冇真係教育佢哋去敬畏神呢
？But Jesus Christ, our Savior,
耶穌基督係我哋嘅救主
，lived a perfect life, died as a perfect sacrifice, and resurrected by the Holy Spirit, so that when God sees you, fathers.They do not see you, only your fault, your incompetence, your imperfection, but they see you united in Christ, who is ever more righteous.
咁當耶穌基督佢去為到我哋去道成肉身，亦都去為到我哋死而復活嘅時候，當我哋兒女去望見我哋嘅時候，唔係望見我哋嘅不足，望見我哋唔好嘅地方，而係望見因為耶穌基督所俾我哋嘅義嚇，佢哋睇到嘅係呢一樣嘅嘢。
Fathers, you have a high calling from God.
做父親嘅神俾一個好大嘅呼召你。
So high that you wouldn't be able to do it alone. So God has given you your suitable helper.
神所俾你嘅呼召係大到一個地步，你靠自己唔可以做到。
And that suitable helper, the word helper here, is only used for two references in the Bible. First one is for your wife. Second is for the Holy Spirit.
所以喺聖經裏邊話，做父親嘅你有兩個嘅責任，一個就係對你嘅妻子，另一個做對你嘅兒女。
The very Hebrew word for helper refers to your wife as well as our helper from the Lord, the Holy Spirit.
神俾咗兩個嘅幫助我哋，一個就係你嘅配偶，另一個就係聖靈。
So you bring your children up in discipline and instruction of the Lord, you ought to be faithful.God's faithful tool.
咁所以你亦都要去對神係有呢個盡忠。
You're not a tool on your own, but you're His faithful tool.
你唔係話去為你自己去做呢一樣嘢，而係有神去嘅幫助去達成呢一件事。
In your task when you deal with your children is to raise them up as a God-fearing, God-conscious men and women of God.
你帶養育你嘅兒女，好少佢將來係去敬畏神。
But
但係
your children are not also perfect.
但你嘅兒女亦都唔係完美。
And they need discipline.
佢哋需要你嘅教訓。
And they need instruction.
佢需要你嘅警戒。
Of the Lord.
係喺主嘅裏邊。
We must plant a seed of the fear of the Lord in our children's heart.
我要睇到就話兒女去敬畏神嘅時候，要按住呢兩樣嘢去敬畏神。
It is because fearing of the Lord is the end goal of our discipline. We must avoid unstable impulse of our anger.
所以我哋好小心，就係教育兒女嘅時候，唔係因住我哋嘅憤怒、我哋嘅情緒。去影響到我哋。
Otherwise, they'll respond back to you with more anger.
咁當你咁做嘅時候，兒女對你係更加多嘅憤怒。
In love and wisdom and patience, we are called to discipline our children, but it's not easy.
我要喺主嘅愛智慧裏邊去教育兒女係唔容易。
It's actually very difficult.
係好難。
But I want to encourage you to not be someone like Eli.
但我想讲就话，希望你唔会成为好似以利一样。
Eli is the priest whom God has sent Samuel to learn and raise to grow.
以利就系神去将撒母耳送去俾以利，叫以利去教导去嘅一个人。
If you love your children, do not be like Eli, because he died.For he refused to punish his children and restrain them from sinning against God in 1 Samuel 3.
在这个撒母耳记上的第三章里面，我们看到就是以利是一个这样的父亲，他是一个怎样的父亲呢？又说他见到他两个儿子不乖的时候，他到死他都不肯惩罚他们，也都没有去好好教训他们。
This is verse 13 of 1 Samuel chapter 3. God is speaking to Samuel.
And Go ahead.
I declare to him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew the iniquity because his sons were blaspheming God and he did not restrain them.
咁喺呢个嘅撒母耳记上嘅第三章第十三节，系当神向撒母耳说话嘅时候，佢提到以利，佢咁讲，佢话我。告诉他，我曾告诉他必永远降罚与他家，因他知道儿子作孽，自招诅咒，却不禁止他们。
I'm sure he since he knew what they were doing, he probably rebuked them or, you know, he did something about it.
咁以利知道佢儿子做错事，佢都有叫做话过佢哋。
And we see this in 1 Samuel chapter 2.
喺第撒母耳记上的第二章里面讲到，
I'm not going to read all of it, but verses 22-25 it simply says that he kept hearing what his sons were doing, and he said to them, Why do you do such things? For I hear you of your evil dealing from all these people. But at the end, at the latter part of verse 25, but they would not listen to the voice of their father, for it was the will of the Lord to put them to death.
在第撒母耳记上二十二章，佢咁话以利佢知道佢嘅儿女、佢嘅儿子做咗唔好嘅事，佢就同佢哋讲：你们为何行这样的事呢？我从众百姓听见你的作行，我儿啊，不可这样。咁去到廿五节尾，佢咁样讲：佢然而他们还是不听父亲的话，因为耶和华想要杀他们。
Eli was certainly a righteous man of his time.
以利是当时一个很正直的人。
He certainly heard the rumors and was very sad because his sons were blaspheming his God.
他听到他两个儿子做的事，知道他两个儿子亵渎神的名。
And he counseled them not to do it again.
他叫他们不要这样做。
They're telling them that this is wrong.
告诉他们是错的。
But he did not restrain or try to stop them with everything he got.
但是他从来没有真的做过什么事去禁止他们这样做。
If you read it further in the first Samuel, it's because he did not uphold the holiness of God in his family by letting his children blaspheme God of Israel. That's why they all died.
以利沒有將神的榮耀、神的名去高舉, 所以神將他的家族去摧毀了。
Punishment, discipleship, or discipline, or instruction of the Lord may be painful and devastating at that time.
如果當你去教訓、去懲罰、去discipline你的小孩的時候, 當時那一刻可能是一件很痛苦的事。
At times, your children may feel emotionally erupted, and their egos and their confidence are stomped on when you punish them.
當你去懲罰你的兒女的時候, 可能對你的兒女的心態、對她的自尊, 可能有少少當時的影響。
And they may cry.
她可能會哭。
And they may say, "You have hurt my feelings."
Oh, 你傷害了我。
And they may say, "How can you say such a thing?"
你怎麼可以說這樣的話?
And what would you do at that moment, fathers?
如果你是爸爸, 你當時會跟他說什麼呢?
I hope Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 would encourage you today.
在希伯來書的第12章11節, 可能給你一些鼓勵。
The Bible promises that all discipline, ills the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得受苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
All discipline ills the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
所有呢啲嘅管教结出平安嘅果子，就是义。
If that's more of a Asian culture, a way of raising kids. There is also the opposite of that extreme, of that spectrum.
亞裔的人可能會比較嚴格一點,但另一方面有另一個極端,
which is to let them be who they are.
就是說由得他們自由發揮。
Parents would be sitting back and then let them figure things out on their own to make important decisions and choices and whatnot.
咁就話啲父母係坐喺後邊,係任由得自己嘅兒女呢去搵自己嘅路,自己鍾意點樣就點樣。
This type of parenting focuses on freedom.
講嘅係自由。
And it gives credits to their anthropological value that they have things needed to survive.
又話俾咗佢哋基本嘅嘢,俾佢哋去生存。
But oftentimes they forget that they are also descendants of Adam and Eve.
但他忘記了,他們都是亞當和夏娃的後裔。
They are influenced by the effect and the dysfunction of the first original sin.
那就受到這個原罪的影響。
For this reason, if you do not take them to church, they might not go to church.
他們不帶他們去教會,他們都不會去認識教會,認識神。
They might not even have a choice to go elsewhere but to stay home with their parents.
他們就留在家裡。
As children rarely hear the word of God at home and rarely prays with their parents at home, we probably cannot hold them responsible for not praying.
當父母都沒有習慣跟兒女一起去祈禱,兒女也都不知道有祈禱的重要。
At the same time, we also witness children of a faithful Christian family fall short and follow a wrong path.
但另一方面,就算是很虔誠的基督徒家庭,都可能走錯了另一條路。
And these parents, as soon as they find out, they pray harder and harder and more regularly, and they're broken in their hearts to see their children leave the righteous path to follow an evil one.
當他們看到兒女走錯了路的時候,他們很努力地去祈禱。
What I'm trying to get at is that faith cannot be imposed.
有些事情不能逼出來的。
Faith in Jesus cannot be forced.
我們不可以將這個信心這件事去逼出來。
Why? Because in Philippians 2:8 it says faith is a gift of God.
因為在腓立比書裡面講到,信心是神所給一份的禮物。
In the same manner,
同樣,
children are not saved because of his parents or her parents.
都唔可以，因为儿女嘅父母嘅心亦都唔会系俾咗佢儿女。
Just as a story of Eli, Eli was a righteous man, but his children were not.
我哋睇到好简单，喺以利系一个好正直敬畏神嘅人，但系佢儿女啱啱相反。
In fact, wrong parenting of Eli put their sons and their entire family under the wrath of God.
因为以利唔晓得点样管教佢儿女，导致到佢嘅。佢嘅兒子同整個家族嘅滅亡。
But in our prayer and our hope, we imagine and dream of our covenant children to be nurtured up and brought up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. But at the end of the day, they must profess their faith from the bottom of their heart because they have the personal encounter of Jesus.
去到尾最重要一樣嘢就話。兒女要同呢個神有真正直接嘅親近溝通，好使佢哋自己對神發出呢個嘅去認識神，去承認耶穌基督。
And at our church we have this confirmation class. That's what it's for.
咁所以點解喺教會裏邊有呢個嘅慕道班
？We have baptized our children in the covenant because their parents are believers and we received the covenant from God. Yet the church has been significantly, church has played a significant role preparing your children to conform.
咁一方面，当儿女细个嘅时候，我哋有呢个婴儿嘅祭洗，然后跟住佢成长嘅时候，教会去教育佢哋，帮助佢哋去认识神。
And to be honest, to have a couple weeks of membership class or confirmation class will probably not get them where they need to be.
咁几个星期嘅呢个嘅慕道班可能唔足够。
Because the church is not to replace household.
因为教会唔可以咩都去做晒。
Church is there to support and walk this journey of bringing our children in discipline and instruction of the Lord together.
咁系教会系帮助父母去一齐去行呢个教育儿女嘅路上边。
Parents cannot profess faith for their children on behalf. Yes, they cannot.
佢哋唔可以父母咩都去做晒。
And we cannot force them to believe in Jesus.
亦都唔可以逼我哋嘅儿女去信耶稣。
But he uses his people.
但佢用佢嘅人。
And he uses fathers and mothers.
佢用呢个嘅父母。
God will do it through you for his people.
神透过父母去帮助你嘅儿女去信主。
And that's when we realize we can't do this alone, oh Jesus.
所以我哋睇到就话我哋父母唔系靠自己，系透过耶稣基督。帮助我哋去管教我哋嘅儿女。
We are so incompetent and sinful.
我哋自己都有罪，都系不足。
We know better than everyone else that we cannot raise our children, God-fearing and God-conscious in their heart by our instructions only.
我哋唔系靠我哋自己嘅方法去教导我嘅儿女去成为敬畏神嘅人。
And therefore.Parenting must start on your knees.
所以去教导儿女嘅时候，第一步，父母要跪喺神嘅面前。
And in our prayers, we hope that our child will behold Jesus, the Son of God, who lived a perfectly righteous life for him or her.
去过佢一个一个成圣嘅生活，一个义嘅生活。
And we have to be on our knees and pray that our children.Will see the Son of God, Jesus the Messiah, who is their personal Savior.
我哋都要跪喺神嘅面前求神帮助你嘅儿女去见到呢一切，然后去跟从主。
When you look at your children and when you see Jesus shedding His blood for that poor soul, then our words would change.
当我哋睇到咗耶稣基督其实为到我哋去洒血嘅时候，我哋睇到呢一切会有改变。
When you see your children struggling, and yet you're seeing Christ upholding them in His intercession, you wouldn't just talk about God as the holy judge, but you would begin to speak about His grace.
咁当你睇到儿女系喺有好多喺事情上面有挣扎嘅时候，你会同你儿女去讲到神嘅恩典，去帮助佢哋。
And one commentator on this verse says this.
有個咁嘅釋經書咁講。
It's a very interesting way of wording. It says, blow your child away with God's patience.
佢話用神嘅呢個嘅耐性去幫助你嘅兒女。
It says, blow your child away with God's mercy and love.
他说将神的爱、神的恩典、神的耐性去将这件事去带给你的儿女。
Talk again and again about how God willingly exercises his power for our help, benefit, and rescue.
而一次又一次告诉他们神怎样去帮助我们。
When that moment comes to just kind of like,throw everything you have in your heart, a child.
当你话到咩样乜嘢嘢，佢都话俾你儿女听嘅时候
，take a deep breath,
唞下气
，step back, take a one step back,
然后褪后一步
，and begin to blow your child away with God's love and mercy.
然后将神嘅爱、神嘅每一样嘢去带俾你嘅儿女。
Perhaps you can talk about what your daily devotion was and how God has appeared in your word, in the word you read.
去讲到神喺你每一日你睇嘅圣经上边，神话咗一样咩俾你听
？And maybe you need to begin to speak of the scripture more than your words.
去与其去讲你自己嘅说话，不如讲多啲神嘅说话。
Wasn't it what the Deuteronomy 6:4-6 says? That when you walk, when you rise, when you open the doors and whatnot, you have to teach them the commandments of God.
在这个的生命记的第六章，他说，无论你在路上边，在家里边，躺下起来，都要谈论神的话语。
In other words, maybe fathers, you have to speak and proclaim the word to our children every day, every hour, every minute, or maybe even 24/7.
可能做父親的要時時好似24小時嘅都同你兒女講神嘅福音。
Maybe jokingly speaking, when you do that, your child maybe say, "God, Dad, please stop talking to me about the Bible."
咁可能你嘅仔女會同你講話阿爸，你可唔可以唔好再講啦
？They'll be like, "Dad, you've said this again and again and over and over. Please stop talking to me about the Word of God."
可能佢同你讲话，已经讲咗好多好多好多次啦。
That's the response we want.
但系呢一个可能系你需要嘅一个儿女对你讲嘅说话。
And that's the response we want because we will soon witness the powerful, living, and sharp Word of God.Changing and shaping, molding and sanctifying our children.
可能你就系呢个时候，你睇到咗神嘅话语点去改变，亦都让你嘅儿女成为圣洁。
Fathers, you must show your Lord Jesus' authority over and in your authority.
你要做父亲嘅，你要俾你儿女睇到就话神嘅权威，神嘅一切。是大过你在你的里面。
In other words, pointing them to Jesus is only the halfway.
将他们指向耶稣基督，你只是做了一半的工作。
You must take their hands and go to Jesus together and behold him together.
你要去拖着你的手，将他们带到耶稣基督的前面。
And, but you are not alone.
但你不是孤单的。
We, the local body of Jesus Christ, the church, is on this journey together with you.
而教会亦都是应该同你在这个的旅途的上边。
But I, like I said, it doesn't mean that the church is to replace your calling.
去取代你的，不是要去取代你的呼召。
And you cannot just rely on church to do every type of biblical teaching, scriptural teaching on your behalf. It never meant that way.
不是说叫教会帮你去教仔。
The local church you belong can assist you and prepare you for the divine calling and walk with you.
教会只是去帮助你。
But at the end of the day, it is you, fathers and mothers, who are responsible for your children.
去到尾都是父母的责任。
By in your bringing them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
又说照着主的教训和警戒去养育他们。
We are not to abuse this authority, but to wisely use it and cultivate it.
我哋唔係去濫用咗呢一個嘅權威。
But in the beginning, throughout, and in the end, we must remember Jesus, the living Word of God.
我要记得由无论开始到结束，耶稣基督嘅话语只系最重要。
And in His word, we ought to help our children to see Christ, whom He has died for them by preaching the word in their hearts. Let us pray.
将耶稣基督嘅说话去教俾佢听，我哋低头祈祷。
Lord, you have given us this commandment not to provoke our children, but to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
主啊，我哋求你帮助我哋去教导佢，我哋嘅儿女。
Allow us to see Jesus in our children.
去系让我哋儿女见到耶稣基督。
Before we see their faults, allow us to see the log in our eyes.
去，与其去见到人哋嘅刺，让我哋先看到我哋嘅良木。
Lord, would you guide my heart first to fear you, Lord?
主啊，求你今日去带领我嘅心去敬畏你。
Lord, the burden is heavy.
我知道个担子好重。
But by grace of God, we've come this far.
我哋去，因为基督，我哋今日嚟到呢个地步。
You are the head of our household and continue to lead us, O God.
你系我哋嘅主。
We lift up our family and our church into your hand.
我哋将我哋家庭、我哋嘅教会交俾主。
Amen.